The general says it was a mistake. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. General Peter Pace now says he was only expressing his personal opinion about homosexuality when he said it was immoral, and now he regrets saying it. It was a mistake, even though he said it while talking to the Chicago Tribune on the record into a microphone. Gay activists, of course, want an apology. These days, what group doesn't? But there's a little more at stake here, isn't there? General Pace's opinion of gay people, personal though it may be, has the effect of continuing to disqualify an entire class of recruits at a time when we're trying to win a war. At least I assume we're still trying to win the war. Which means that job one for General Pace as the man who supervises the most powerful military force in human history is to figure out how to beat 20,000 insurgents armed with old artillery shells and garage door remotes. And since he holds the personal belief that openly gay soldiers would harm that mission in a way that openly straight soldiers do not, Congress needs to ask him one simple question under oath. General, to the best of your knowledge, can gay people fight? The answer to that would either be yes or no. If the answer is yes, then he needs to answer the next logical question. General, are your straight soldiers scared of your gay ones? And since it's pretty obvious that the men and women serving in Iraq are among the bravest people this country has ever produced, I'm guessing the answer to that one is going to be no. And once those answers are on the record, then whatever the general's personal feelings about homosexuality, his course of action will be crystal clear. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.